Twin Oaks Tavern, the place was called. You know the kind of joint I mean. You can see one on any road in America. An old wooden house that had been remodeled, a lunchroom that had been added on the front, and a gasoline pump out in the yard. A sign was hanging on the pump. Man wanted. So I opened the door and walked in.
Hello, hello, come on in.
Nice place you got here.
It is a nice. No fog like in Los Angeles. No fog at all.
It must be swell at night. I can smell it now.
Smell fine. You understand automobile? Fix them up?
Sure, I'm a born mechanic.
Oh, really? That's wonderful.
He gave me some more about the air and how healthy he's been since he bought the place and how he can't figure it out. Why his help won't stay with him. I can figure it out. But I stay with the grub.
Hey, you think you like it here? I could use a young fellow right now in my business.
I'll tell you how it is. I got a couple of their propositions. That's my trouble. But I'll think about it. I sure will do that all right.
Okay, you let me know.
Speak to you soon. Then I saw her. She was standing there near the counter, dressed all in white. White and cool on that hot afternoon, and looking at me as if I was dirt. She didn't fool me, though. Not even then. She was dynamite in a keg of ice. I knew it. She knew it. She knew I knew it. And when she found she couldn't stare me down...
Something you want?
Not a thing. I just work here.
Oh, since when?
Since you asked.
The best way not to be working here is to try and be funny. Just remember that, Mr. Smart Guy.
She was the boss's wife. Her name was Cora. Cora Papadakis. And every chance she got, she showed me she didn't like me. A lot. One day, I had to go into the kitchen. She was there, cooking. Enchiladas. Well, you people sure know how to make them.
What do you mean, you people?
Why, you and Mr. Papadakis. You and Nick. That one I had for lunch, that was a peach.
That's not what you meant.
Sure it is.
You think I'm a mex.
Nothing like it.
Yes, you do. And you're not the first one. Well, get this. I'm just as white as you are, see? I may have dark hair and look a little that way, but I'm just as white as you are. You want to get along good here? You won't forget that.
Why, you don't look Mex.
I'm telling you, I'm just as white as you are.
No, you don't even look a little bit Mex. Those Mex women, they all got big hips and bum legs and breasts up under their chin and yellow skin and hair that it looks like it has bacon fat on it. You don't look like that. You're small and got nice skin. And your hair is soft and curly. Even if it is black. Only thing you got that's Mex is your teeth. They all got white teeth. You gotta hand that to them.
My name was Smith before I was married. That don't sound much like a Mex, does it?
Not much. I knew for certain then what I had taken a chance on when I went in there. It wasn't those enchiladas she had to cook. And it wasn't having black hair. It was being married to the Greek that made her feel she wasn't white. I went out. I had what I wanted. I had sucked one in under her guard and sucked it in deep, so it hurt. From now on, it would be business between her and me. She might not say yes, but she wouldn't stall me. She knew what I meant, and she knew I had her number. I knew I had to take it slow and easy, so I just stuck to my job and tried to get in solid with the boss. That part was a cinch. He wanted me to like it there and not walk out on him like the others had.
Go ahead, Frank. Have some wine. We gotta celebrate tonight.
You're the boss, Nick.
Hey, Cora, some wine for you?
No, thanks.
You're the ones should be celebrating. You've been wanting that neon sign for 2 years, Frank. You ever seen a finer sign than that?
I never have.
Honest. The way she kept begging for that sign, you'd think it was the most...
Nick, why don't you play something on the guitar?
Yeah, why don't you, Nick?
Why, sure. Maybe Cora will do a dance for us. She's a wonderful dancer.
No, I always feel silly dancing alone. I'll put on a record and I'll dance with you.
Listen to her, Frank. I keep telling her I'm like a lot of smart men. My brains are not in my feet. Come on, Cora.
How about me dancing with Mrs. Papadakis?
Well, I don't think...
Why not? Go ahead, Cora. I like to watch dancing.
That was the first time I ever had her in my arms, right under Nick's nose. I didn't say a thing, and neither did she, but I guess we both knew. And all of a sudden, she pulled away.
Phew, that's enough, Nick. Save your strength.
Ah, but Cora, you dance so nice together.
But it's too hot to dance. I think I'll drive down the beach for a swim.
Ah, that's a good idea. You haven't been out of this place for a month.
I'll go get my things. I won't be long.
St. Nick, why don't we all go down for a swim?
Well, I don't swim very well, and the undertow's pretty strong.
You mind if I ride down in the car with her?
Well, not if she doesn't.
Thanks. Say, if that undertow's so strong, I'm going to stay close to the shore.
Don't know why you had to come along. You haven't even been near the water.
I know. I promised Nick.
Promised him what?
That I'd stay close to the shore. Tell me something. How did you ever come to marry him?
That's none of your business.
No need to get sore. You come from this part of California?
No.
Where then?
Don't laugh. Iowa.
Why the don't laugh?
Oh, that tired old joke that everyone in Southern California is supposed to come from Iowa.
Smith, huh? Did you ever come here with Nick?
No. I only met Nick 4 years ago. And the next question you asked before.
Maybe I knew the answer when I asked.
Oh, sure, you got it all figured out. A smart little Jenny Merrick gets herself into a nice little steady business. I'll tell you something, Mr. Smarty Pants. When I married Nick, he only had a couple of $100. Starting the Twin Oaks was my idea, and if it's making nice money by now, that's as much me as Nick.
And that wasn't what I meant.
Well, the rest is still none of your business.
Okay, it's your life. It sounds a little dull to me.
Oh, to you it would, for what Nick tells me about your ideas.
Well, what's wrong with my ideas? Have my fun now, not when I'm old and rich and retired.
Rich and retired. I think you'll end up a first-rate tramp.
I don't think you think that at all. Come on, let's go back. I wouldn't want Nick getting any ideas.
Listen, Nick hasn't any reason to get ideas.
I know he hasn't. Yet.
Well, I think we'd better be getting on home.
Wait a minute.
Frank, don't.
All right. I kiss you. Nick's got his reason. Now what?
Just what I said. We're going home.
All the way home. All the next morning, she wouldn't even talk to me. But I had a feeling it wasn't just because she was mad. So I waited until Nick had started for town, and I walked into the kitchen. Cora.
Are you crazy? Get out of here. Where's Nick?
He just did a brainstorm and drove in L.A. He thinks the laundry service is cheating him. Cora, honey.
No, no, wait, Frank. Please, I want to tell you something about that question.
What? Question.
Why I married Nick?
My answer is that Nick came along at the right time with a wedding ring.
Yeah, a wedding ring was the first thing he mentioned.
Of course, you liked that. You always had to fight off a lot of guys.
A lot of guys? All the guys. I don't especially like the way I look sometimes, but I never met a man since I was 14 who didn't want to give me an argument about it.
So by the time Nick came along, you were ready to marry anybody who owned a gold watch.
Well, I told him I didn't love him. I told
him. And he said that would come in time. But it didn't.
Oh, honest, I managed to stick by him.
And so you married him and retired the undefeated champ.
Not 100% undefeated. Not now.
Cora.
Hello? Anybody there?
Wait, what's that?
It sounds like somebody trying to get in.
Well, is the front door locked?
Hello?
Frank?
Yeah, I must have locked it. She looked at me and got pale. She went to the swinging door and peeped through.
They went away.
I don't know why I locked it.
I forgot to unlock it.
Let's leave it locked.
Nobody can get in if it's locked. I got some cooking to do. I'll wash up this plate.
Come here. I took her in my arms and mashed my mouth up against hers.
Bite me. Bite me.
I bit her. I sunk my teeth into
Bite
her lips
me.
So deep I could feel the blood spurting into my mouth. It was running down
Bite
her neck
me.
When I carried her upstairs.
Bite me. What time is it? Is it getting late?
It's almost 6. Nick ought to be back in a half hour.
Frank, we're not going on like this, are we?
No. I've been thinking about us going away.
That's what I've been thinking, too. Almost ever since I saw you. Frank, I'll leave a note for Nick. But where we go?
Well, how do I know? Depends which way we can thumb a ride.
There goes another one whizzing by.
Don't worry, Cora. We'll get a lift.
But when? I don't know what's more tired, my thumb or my arches.
Now, wait a minute. Let's take time out. Here, sit over there. Now, let's have it. What's on your mind?
Frank, if I divorce Nick, he'll never give me an equal share. He'll keep the Twin Oaks and everything.
What do we care?
Well, maybe it doesn't mean anything to you, but I want to be somebody, and the Twin Oaks is mine. I walk out like this, and I'll lose all that I put into it, and I'll never be anybody. I love you, Frank, and I want you, but not this way. Not starting off like a couple of tramps. I'm going back.
Okay. You're the boss.
Please understand, it's only because I love you and... Well, Nick!
What's the matter now?
Well, the note I left for Nick. Well, if he gets home before we do.
Well, where'd you leave it?
In the cash register.
The first place you look. Come on, let's get back there. Come on, Cora. Quick, where is it?
Oh, it's okay. The note's still here. We made it, Frank.
Not by much. Wait a minute. Isn't that Nick's car coming up the road?
I better put this bag away.
Why is he driving like that, from side to side?
Must have been celebrating again. He's drunk.
He's either drunk or he's crazy. Hey, look out! Look out for that truck!
Frank!
Boy, that was close. I wish he'd get in the car someday and get plastered and drive off a cliff.
Frank, you don't mean that. You were joking.
Sure. I was joking.
Of course you were joking. Of course.
I couldn't get to sleep that night. Maybe I was afraid of sleep. Maybe I was afraid I would dream. And so I went outside and lit a cigarette. And I walked around. I noticed the light was on in Nick and Cora's room. Then, almost without knowing it, I was standing near their window. That's how I happened to hear what I did.
Oh, but Cora, there's something to celebrate, isn't it, if I sell the Twin Oaks at a big profit?
But that's what I don't understand. We're making good money. Why sell out now?
For one thing, so you can take it easy. We're going back to Michigan so you can live with my sister.
Your sister? You never even told me you had a sister.
I didn't want to worry you. She hasn't been well for the past few years, sort of paralyzed. She needs us to take care of her.
Oh, you mean she needs me. She needs a free nurse.
Oh, now, Cora, please.
I won't do it, Nick. I won't let you sell. Half of this place ought to be mine. More than half of it. All of it. I'll stop you somehow.
I don't think so, Cora. Remember when we got married, that little paper you signed?
Well, that just gave you the right to rent this place for us.
That's what I wanted you to think. That paper was what you call a marriage settlement.
Nick! Nick, you didn't do that to me! Why, you thief! You cheat! You liar!
After all, I'd only known you a couple of weeks. I had to protect that house back in Michigan. But since you don't care about my sister, that house can cover the Twin Oaks, too!
Nick! Nick! Nick!
Cora, it's me, Frank.
Frank, what are you doing out here?
I couldn't sleep. I was walking around. Cora, I was outside your window a little while ago. I heard what Nick said.
Well, I won't let him do it. I won't let him do it.
How are you going to stop him, Cora?
Frank, do you love me?
Yes.
Do you love me so much that nothing else matters?
Yes.
Then there's one thing that you can do that would fix everything.
What? Pray for something to happen to Nick.
Oh, something like that?
Cora!
Well, you suggested it would help this afternoon.
I was only joking.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Or had you started to think about it a little?
Wait a minute, Cora,
Frank, listen to me. I'm not what you think I am. I just want to keep this place and work hard and be something. That's all. Now, I made a big mistake in my life, and I gotta be this way just once to fix it.
They hang you for that.
Oh, but not if you do it right. You're smart, Frank. I never fooled you for a minute. You'll think of a way. Don't worry. I'm not the first woman that had to turn Hellcat to get out of a mess.
He never did anything to me. He's all right.
The hell he's all right. He stinks, I tell you. He's greasy and he stinks. And do you think I'm going to let you wear a smock with Service Auto Parts printed on the back? Thank you. Call again. Well, he has four suits and a dozen silk shirts. Isn't that business half mine? Don't I cook? Don't I cook good? Don't you do your part?
You talked like it was all right.
Who's going to know if it's all right or not? But you and me.
You and me.
That's right, Frank. That's all that matters, isn't it? Not you and me in the road or anything else. But you and me.
You must be a Hellcat, though. You can make me feel like this if you weren't.
That's what we're gonna do. Kiss me, Frank. On the mouth.
I kissed her. Her eyes were shining up at me like two blue stars. It was like being in church.
Oh, I'm no good, Frank. I'm no good, but I love you. It's in the cards.
Yeah. I guess it's in the cards. We didn't know how we were going to do it. We didn't have any plan. It was Nick himself who gave it to us. The following morning, he was feeling real good. Cora had made up with him, and he was bubbling over with ideas.
This fella who's buying the place, he wants me to meet him tomorrow morning in Santa Barbara. We can all drive up tonight and have a little celebration.
What do you mean we can all drive up? Where do I come in?
Well, I want you to meet him, Frank. I told him you'd manage the Twin Oaks for him. I gave you a pretty good recommendation.
Well, thanks.
Well, he doesn't get the place until tomorrow. Any takings today are still ours. Come on, let's get out there and get to work.
That's how she was all afternoon. Quiet, cold, deliberate, until we had the plan all set and got ready to leave. Part of my job was to get Nick drunk, but I didn't have to try very hard. We started celebrating about 4 o'clock. By 7:30, it was getting dark, so we locked up the place and started out. Cora at the wheel, Nick and me, and a bottle of wine in the back seat.
La 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 la. Come on, Frank. Let's have a little harmony, eh? There's a long, long trail a-winding through the land of Hey, Cora. Cora, you're making the wrong turn.
No, I'm not. This takes us right by Lake Sherwood. I've always wanted to see it, Nick.
Well, sure, why not?
There's a long, long trail a-winding through the land of my dreams.
That's how we were when we reached the top of the pass, where the road is cut right out of the side of the mountain. Nick was just having another drink when Cora stopped the car at the edge of the cliff.
Here, what you stopping for, Cora? We got a long way to go.
The engine's overheated. I better let it cool off.
Say, that's right. I'd save this little bus to
take.
Hey,
Nick, how about another song? We were going pretty good before.
Sure. Just hold this bottle, Frank. I'll start it off. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile.
Frank!
Get out of the car. Quick, I'll have to jump.
I left it in high.
Good, we can throw it right over. Come on, Cora. Push!
Frank, we did it.
It'll be tough going from here. You sure you can go through with it?
After seeing that, I can go through with anything.
We'll have to muss up your dress, rip it up. I'll get down there, climb in the car, rough myself up.
Yeah.
I began to fool with her blouse to bust the button so she would look banged up. She was looking at me, and her eyes didn't look blue, they looked black. I could feel her breath coming fast. Then it stopped, and she leaned real close to me.
Rip me.
You got that climbing up. You caught it on the door handle. And this, you don't know how you got. I held off and hit her in the eye as hard as I could. She went down. She was right down there at my feet, her eyes shining, her breasts trembling, drawn up in tight points, pointing right up at me. She was down there, and the breath was roaring in the back of my head like I was some kind of an animal. My tongue was all swelled up in my mouth, blood pounding in it.
Yes, Frank, yes.
Next thing I knew, I was down there with her. We were staring into each other's eyes, locked in each other's arms, straining to get closer. Hell could have opened up for me then, and it wouldn't have made any difference. I had to have her if I hung for it. I had her. We lay there a few minutes then, like we were doped. It was so still that all he could hear was this gurgle from inside of the car. They'll come at you, those cops. They'll try to break you down. You ready for them?
I think so.
Maybe they'll pin something on you. I don't think they can with those witnesses we got, but maybe they do it. Maybe they pin it on you for manslaughter and you spend a year in jail. Maybe it's as bad as that. You think you can take it on the chin?
So you're waiting for me when I come out?
I'll be there.
And I can do it.
Don't pay any attention to me. I'm a drunk. They got tests that show that. I'll say stuff that's cockeyed. That's to cross them up, so when I'm sober and tell it my way, they'll believe it.
I'll remember.
And you're pretty sore at me for being drunk, for being the cause of it all.
Yes, I know.
And we're set. Get up on the road now, Cora. You gotta go through with this. When you're sure I'm inside the car, you can head down the road and start yelling for help. You positive you can take it, Cora?
Yes, it's just one thing now. If we love each other, then nothing else matters.
Well, do we?
I'll be the first one to say it. I love you, Frank.
I love you, Cora.
Kiss me.
Up on the road now. You're going through with it.
I'm going through with it.
The car had stopped halfway down the cliff, hung up on a little ledge. I scrambled down to it, climbed in the back, and pulled the door open. And then all of a sudden, the car slid forward. At goddamn speed, it turned over twice, something hit me, and everything went black. When I woke up, I was in the hospital. First, the doctor was there, and then the district attorney fellow named Sackett. He asked a lot of questions.
Chambers, you told the doctor you were driving.
I was.
Mrs. Papadakis told me that she was at the wheel. How about that, Chambers?
Why, I don't know, It seemed to me that I was driving, but, well, I couldn't be sure. I mean, I guess I'd been drinking a little, too.
Yeah, I saw the chemist report on your blood. You keep drinking like that for a few more years, your blood's going to be 90 proof.
Well, I'm going to swear off that stuff right now.
That's a very good idea. What did you do before you went to work for Papadakis, Chambers?
Knocked about.
Hitchhiker? Road freight? Bummed your meals wherever you could?
Yes, sir.
Ever been in Frisco?
Born there.
Kansas City? New York? New Orleans? Chicago?
I've seen them all.
Ever been in jail?
I have. You knock around, you get in trouble with the cops now and then. Yes, sir, I've been in jail.
Ever been in jail in Tucson?
Yes, sir, 3 months. I got in a fight with a railroad detective.
You beat him up pretty bad, didn't you?
Well, as the fella says, he was beat up pretty bad, but you ought to have seen the other one. I was beat up pretty bad myself.
Chambers, how'd you come to work for Papadakis anyhow?
Just kind of an accident. I was broke and he needed somebody. I blew in there to get something to eat, and he offered me a job, and I took it.
Chambers, does that strike you as funny?
I don't know how you mean, Judge.
That after knocking around all these years and never doing any work or even trying to do any, so far as I can see, you suddenly settled down and went to work and held a job steady.
I didn't like it much. I went off to that.
But you stuck.
Nick, he was one of the nicest guys I ever knew.
Out with it, Chambers. Guy with your rambling feet, why did you stick it for 6 months?
Judge, I don't get you.
Yes, you do. I've seen her, Chambers, and I can guess why you did it. She was in my office yesterday, and she had a black eye, and was pretty well banged up, but even with that, she looked pretty good. For something like that, plenty of guys have said goodbye to the road, rambling feet or not.
No, Judge, you're wrong.
Come on, I've seen her, I tell you. I'd have been there if I had to kick the door down and hang for rape. So would you. So were you.
I never even thought of it. Hell, if it was all that easy, what would we be knocking him off for? Holy smoke, Judge, I hear tell of guys that would commit murder for what you say I was getting when they weren't getting it. But I never hear tell of a guy that would commit murder for it when he already had it.
You're sweating, Chambers. Have a drink. You'll feel better. Every way I look at this, Chambers, up pops a witness to tell me something. And when I fit, all they have to say together, I haven't got any case. Stay lucky, Chambers. I'll be watching.
He had nothing. But I'm here to tell you, I wasn't grinning. I could feel my lips getting numb, and I tried to speak, but nothing came out of my mouth till he left. They brought me a lot of papers to sign, and they checked me out of the hospital. And Cora and I took the bus for home. All the way out, she never said one word, just kept staring out of the window. Even after the funeral, 2 days later, she still didn't say much. But once we were back at the Twin Oaks again, and the door was locked, and we knew we were safe.
Frank?
Yes, Cora?
Frank, are you sorry?
Well, not exactly sorry. Just sort of feel as though... Cora, let's clear out of here. Let's go somewhere, anywhere.
And give up this place? After what I've gone through to keep it? Oh, no, not in your life. What's the matter, Frank? Getting scared?
Maybe I am. Almost any minute I expect to hear that guitar again. Or him singing the way he was singing when...
Oh, you're just using that as an excuse. You want to go away because you still think it's fun to be a tramp.
Oh, Cora, please.
You've been trying to make a tramp out of me ever since you've known me. But you're not going to do it. I'm staying here.
All right. I'll do whatever you say. And you know why.
What do you mean, I know why? Are you trying to say you're afraid of me? Afraid I might double-cross you, go back to Sackett and try to pin the whole thing on you?
Oh, Cora, I just...
So that's the truth of it. Oh, if you stay here, it's only because you're afraid to leave.
That's not true. It is, but maybe that's why you won't let me go. You're afraid that maybe I might squeal.
Maybe I am.
All right, then. We're hooked. It kept up for days that way. Me following her around for fear she'd collapse Sackett. Her following me around for fear I'd skip.
We're down here together. But we're not up high anymore. Our beautiful mountain is gone. We're just two punks, Frank. God kissed us on the brow that night. He gave us all two people could ever have. And we just weren't the kind that could have it. We had all that love and we just cracked up under it. It's a big airplane engine that takes you right through the sky, right up to the top of the mountain. But when you put it in a Ford, it just shakes it to pieces. That's what we are, Frank, a couple of Fords. God is up there laughing at us.
The hell he is. Well, we're laughing at him too, aren't we? He put up a red stop sign for us and we went past it. And then what? Did we get shoved off the deep end? We did like hell. We got away clean and get the lodge and all the money he's left for doing the job. So God kissed us on the brow, did he? Then the devil went to bed with us. And believe you me, he sleeps pretty good.
Don't talk that way, Frank.
Did we get away with it or didn't we?
I don't want to think about what Nick left. It's a lot. But it couldn't buy our mountain.
Mountain? Hell, we got that mountain and 10,000 smackers to pile on top of that yet. If you want to go up high, take a look around from that pile.
You nut. I wish you could see yourself yelling with that bandage on your head.
You forgot something. We got something to celebrate. Where's that liquor I had before I left? Have a drink. You'll feel better.
My, that's strong.
Here, you got too many clothes on.
My drink.
The hell with it. Plenty more where that came from.
Rip me, Frank. Rip me like you did that night.
I ripped all her clothes off. She twisted and turned slow so they would slip out from under her. Then she closed her eyes and lay back from the pillow. Her hair was falling over her shoulder in snaky curls. Her eye was all black, and her breasts weren't drawn up and pointing at me, but soft and spread out in two big pink splotches. She looked like the great-grandmother of every whore in the world. The devil got his money's worth that night.
Frank.
Yes, Cora.
I want you to know something. And tell me the truth, because I'm going to tell you the truth to you.
What do you want to know?
Seriously? Sometimes? You must have planned to run away. Why didn't you?
We can kid ourselves all we want to and laugh about the money, whoop about what a swell guy the devil is to be in bed with. But that's just where we are. I knew I couldn't run away. We're chained to each other, Cora. We thought we were on top of a mountain. That wasn't it. It's on top of us, and that's where it's been ever since that night.
Is that the only reason you didn't go away?
No. It was because of you and me. It's nobody else. It's you and me. I love you, Cora, but love, when you get fear in it, it's not love anymore. It's hate.
So you hate me?
I don't know. But we're telling the truth for once in our lives. That's part of it.
I told you I had something to tell you, Frank.
Huh?
I'm going to have a baby.
What?
It's true, Frank. Our baby.
Oh, the hell you say? The hell you say? Oh, come here. Give me a kiss.
No, please, I gotta tell you about it.
Well, haven't you told it?
It's not what I meant. Now listen to me, Frank. All the time I was out there waiting for the funeral to be over, I thought about it. What it would mean to us. Because we took a life, didn't we? And now we're gonna give one back.
That's right.
I love you, Frank. I think you know that. But maybe if it hadn't been for this, I would have gone to see Sackett. Just because I love you. I wanted to ruin you yet, but I couldn't go to see Sackett. It wasn't because you kept watching me. I could have run out the house and got to him. Just because, like I told you. Well then, I'm rid of the devil, Frank. I know. I'll never call up Sackett because I had my chance and I didn't do it. So the devil has left me. But has he left you?
If he's left you, then what more have I got to do with him?
We wouldn't be sure. We could never be sure unless you had your chance. The same chance I had.
I tell you, he's gone.
You could kill me, Frank. You can kill me swimming. We'll go way out, the way we did last time. And if you don't want me to come back, you don't have to let me. Nobody will ever know. It'll just be one of those things that happened at the beach. Tomorrow morning, we'll go.
Tomorrow morning? What we do? Get married.
We can get married if you want, but before we come back, we go swimming.
The hell with swimming.
Come on with that kiss.
Tomorrow night, if I come back, there'll be kisses. Lovely ones, Frank. Not drunken kisses. Kisses with dreams in them. Kisses that come from life, not death.
It's a date. We were married at the city hall, and then we went to the beach. She looked so pretty. I just wanted to smile and touch her face. And after a while, she got up and went down to the surf.
I'm going out.
She went ahead, and I swam after her. She kept on going and went a lot further than she had before. Then she stopped, and I caught up with her. She swung up beside me and took hold of my hand, and we looked at each other. Cora, Cora, don't you think we're out far enough? It's a riptide tonight.
Well, I think we've gone far enough now.
Tired?
Yes, very tired. How about you?
I'm still all right.
I swim better than you, but you're stronger. Frank. Frank, this is what I meant. In the car.
What?
If you don't trust me completely. If you don't believe I'd never turn on you. If you don't want me to go back with you. You don't have to. You can swim back by yourself. I'm too tired to make it. And no one will ever know.
Cora. Cora. Wouldn't want to live without you.
Oh, Frank.
Don't say another word, honey. Save your breath. She knew then that the devil was gone, that I loved her. A wave raised us up and she put her hand to her breast to show how it lifted her.
I love it. Are they big, Frank?
I'll tell you tonight.
They feel big. I didn't tell you about that. It's not only knowing you're going to make another life. It's what it does to you. My breasts feel so big and I want you to kiss them. Pretty soon my belly is going to get big and I'll love that and I want everyone to see it. It's life. I can feel it in me. It's a new life for both of us.
Are you all right?
I think so. It comes over you and then it goes.
Did you swallow any water?
No. Frank, I feel funny inside.
Here, hold on to me.
Oh, Frank, maybe I strained myself just then. Trying to keep my head up so I wouldn't gulp down the salt water.
Take it easy.
Wouldn't that be awful? I've heard of women that had a miscarriage from straining themselves.
Take it easy. You lie right out in the water. Don't try to swim. I'll tow you in. On the shore, I ran up to the place where our sweaters were. I got the car key out of mine. I put her in the car, started up, and began burning the rope. I overtook a big truck. It had a sign on the back, "Sound your horn, the road is yours." I banged on the horn, and it kept right down the middle. I couldn't pass on the left because a whole line of cars was coming towards me. I pulled out to the right and stepped on it. She screamed. I never saw the culvert wall. It was a crash and everything went black. When I came out of it, I was wedged down beside the wheel. But I began to moan from the awfulness of what I heard. It was like rain on a tin roof. But that wasn't it. It was her blood pouring down the bonnet. Where she went through the windshield. Horns were blowing and people were jumping out of cars and running to her.
Oh my God!
I got her up and tried to stop the blood.
Get
and in between, I was talking to her and crying and kissing her.
Cora, no. Cora.
Those kisses
no.
never reached her.
Cora, no.
She was dead.
Cora, no.
Gentlemen of the jury, I tell you, this man is a mad dog. A mad dog that must be put out of the way. To protect the homes and lives of our community. Cora Papadakis' letter, which we found in her room, proves without question that Frank Chambers helped her to kill her husband, so that between them, they could share his estate. But, not content with his share, greedy and desirous of having it all for himself, he then conceived this fiendish plan to kill her too. The evidence is complete and overwhelming. There is only one verdict you can bring in. Guilty! Guilty of murder in the first degree!
Guilty!
Guilty.
So I'm in the death house now. There won't be any stay. And there won't be any commutation. I know that. I never kidded myself. But in this place, you hope anyhow. Just because you can't help it.
Murderer! Murderer!
I'll let him talk. Doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what they do to me now. If I could only be sure that Cora knows, that she understands how it happened. If I could only be sure that somewhere,
Somehow, I'll have a chance to tell her and make her believe. I never really wanted anything in the world but that.
I'm sorry, son.
No, stay. Funny how it all works out. It's just like when you're expecting a letter. You hang around the front door afraid you might not hear the postman ring. You forget that the postman always rings twice. Yeah, he rang twice for Cora, and now he's ringing twice for me. Here they come.
It's time.
Fonda McConnell says prayers help. If he got this far, send one up for me and Cora, and make it that we're together, wherever it is.